I got a cat. Oh, I had a baby. Okay, we get it. Yeah.
Well, it's like you telling everyone you're gay every second. Missing all the juice.
Cold? I need to. Can you charge my phone?
Nah, this is swaggy. Don't say it. Don't call me a homo.
I didn't even say a word. Just, you look so Forrest Gumpy right now.
What does that mean?
Durf.
He wears Durf jackets.
It's like the 2025 Durf. Forrest Gump.
I like chocolate.
Welcome to the show. We're rolling. Oh my God. Oscar is here. Oscar the Grouch. Oscar Aiden. Oscar's only hanging out with me because he wants to use me for the Instagram collab.
Smart man. You think I've been here the last 7 episodes?
And I'm only using him.
Hey, yeah, look at real. Our guest today.
Look
huh?
at these low
look
level.
Don't even introduce me.
Let me tell you about our guest. Well, first of all, he's a homosexual. Number two.
Are you going to wear your things? Oh, no.
Oh, do I have to wear these?
I mean.
Deep throat the mic.
I don't do a formal intro. The fans know you. It comes up on the screen, a little graphic.
I wish I could do that thing.
Comedians are so gay.
I wish I could do that thing that girls do where they make their eyes roll back.
So why'd you get into comedy?
I don't know how gay. I don't know how gay everybody was.
Gay.
Look
gay,
at you. You fucking homo.
I mean, this is horrible angles though, Pat.
Jeez. I didn't know how fucking gay. Maybe go a size bigger.
Jesus, Vinny.
No, he's
that's a nice way to be like.
No, that's
hey,
what I do.
Bigger.
That's what
this
I
is
do.
The biggest
you want him
guess?
To grow? No, that's not
it.
How this. This is not
by the
how
way,
this works.
Last night you looked trim as fuck.
Yeah, but then I had those flatbreads and arancinis, and I got.
Why'd you just grab my finger? We stayed afterward. Last night we had I had a show at Soho House, very fancy.
Yes.
And I brought these degenerate comics. It was a great lineup. Mike Figgs host. That's his name. Who's sitting here right now? Oscar Aiden was there, my favorite comic.
Killed it last night. Absolutely
bitch,
murdered.
I want that clip.
No, you literally, like me and Sienna used to talk about you, like about some of your jokes. And then like I used to watch you and I'm like, oh, he's the guy that she was talking about.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Want to say the joke. I'm not going to say the joke.
Yeah.
But it was like, I mean, it's not a huge, it's just like one line you say. But then I heard you. I'm like, oh my God, he's so fucking funny.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Murdered it.
Thank
man.
You very much. Yeah, I had a great time. That was a good audience. Yeah. There was one guy that kept looking at me weird, and I wasn't sure if he was like undressing me with his eyes, or he was just confused.
Oh, daddy.
And so, like, sexually confused? Or
no,
confused
just, like,
at
confused
where
he was? Like, who the fuck? Who is this guy?
The first, like, the two rows, I think, were confused.
Yeah.
Because we were worried about doing a show where, like, people aren't actually going to see comedy. They're just like, I'm in Soho. Like, I have the memberships to those places, but I don't go.
Can I tell you something?
I just go for a
that
drink.
That was a great show.
It was.
Honestly, I had a good time. I thought the vibe was great. Mike did a great job of hosting. I thought everybody did well. I thought it was just an all around. The great thing about it was that there was... I don't want to say it in a way, and it's not derogatory, but it's kind of like it's a low stakes show for a lot of like in the way where it's, you know, the people are fun. It's not
but they
like
don't
it's,
matter. Yeah. No, is that what you're trying to say? Like,
no,
because oh, that's the way I felt.
No, it's like low stakes in the sense where it's like we're here just to have fun. Like it's an event where they're like, hey, it's a comedy show. We're coming out. It's like it wasn't being recorded. It wasn't doing anything. It was just like, hey, there's this show. And, you know, they were actually a very fun audience.
Yeah, the way I felt. First of all, shout out my boy Austin.
The
I
man.
Think Mike, you fell in love last night.
I owe him Tommy Bahama clothes.
Yeah, my boy Austin who threw the event. And... you know, the vibe was great. Like they have, like you were up in front of a little fireplace. Like
yeah,
that would
cool,
be a great
man.
Place to do like a
don't tell
spell show
yeah,
or something
man.
Like that.
Definitely
the great background. It wasn't like we're used to being in like the shitty fucking
basements
and stuff. That was not that. But then when you talked about the people and stuff, like yeah, like I felt like I'm like oh, I could just do whatever here because like I don't know. I feel a little bit more pressure in the comedy club. because you're there and there's a million shows going on. There's an 8 o'clock, a 9 o'clock, and all the best people. That was just that show.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like they were happy with comedy for the night.
Yeah.
That anybody was going to be there.
Well,
you know?
I think it's one of those things where it's like when you get passed into clubs, you know, you're always bringing your A game, right? You bring your A game because you're inevitably, your face is now the comedy club, right? So you always want to give a good impression, right? You want people coming back for more. Inevitably, that's in every single club. That's how I always think about it.
That's what your boyfriends do?
Yeah, they just keep coming back for more. Ugh, don't even get me started. Oh my God, such a... That's what I do on stage. That's how I get them coming back.
You sound like a turtle having sex.
Shut up.
Turtles make noise. Okay, so your face is there. Yes,
no,
right.
But that's the thing. And then, like, when you do bar shows or non-club shows, it's almost a little bit like the pressure is off of you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you can just do some new material. Like, I always think that bar shows are your practice place, right? Like, obviously, you're not going to go and just do bomb material, but you can do more new jokes at a bar show sandwiched in between good material.
Yeah, you like versus, sandwiching.
See, you're the one who brings up every fucking thing that's gay.
Let me tell you something about straight men.
They love the fucking gay shit. I don't do that. I'm sitting here like, yeah, let's talk about fucking comedy. And Vinny's like, sandwich me. Yeah.
I get like a little zesty, like a little,
yeah, a little zesty.
This is a zesty episode.
Yeah.
This is the zest episode.
No, I do it with my gay friends too, because I have other gays too. You're not the only one. Don't get jealous.
Ugh.
And like, as I'm talking to them, I'm like, hey, daddy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because like you kind of talk to your audience. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we do it together.
We do it to each other.
And
too.
We're not, well,
we, no, yeah, maybe. Whenever maybe I see Italians, I'm always like, hey, You want me to lick your cannoli?
Yeah.
Oh, too soon. Okay. Anyway, though,
you code
it was
switch.
A fun show.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
Yeah,
how long like whenever I travel to Europe, I'm always like, yeah, I'm British.
Yeah.
And then that way, you know, they don't know I'm American.
You like British men? You do like them?
No, that's like Peaky Blinders.
Do you like them? It's like Cockney. It's more like Cockney's like.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. You got to do it, do it.
How do you make that face?
You got my face on, do it.
Dude, you're flirting. You're borderline something else.
I don't know what I look like today.
But you're Persian?
We just lost our sponsors.
Are you Iranian or what? I'm not trying to ruin your jokes.
Iranian?
No, so I was born in Turkey.
Oh.
But my heritage is Iranian.
Oh.
Yeah. So I found out that like ancestors
so,
are Iranian.
So your nationality is Turkish.
But my...
You were born there?
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
When you speak it?
No.
What do they speak?
Turkish.
Gobble, gobble. That's a good he's leaving.
Oh, bitch, you want to stop? I will fight you right now.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, I haven't heard that joke before. Gobble, gobble.
I haven't heard that one before.
It's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be festive.
Don't worry. I'll be stuffing Vinny later.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Extra gravy.
Hey.
Okay, so your ethnicity is
my heritage.
What does that mean?
I guess like your lineage.
Yeah, I say ethnicity. Your race is
Game of Thrones.
Persian, right?
Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Persian.
I dated a Persian girl.
Yeah.
How did that go?
She was a freak.
Did she have like rubies and stuff around her neck?
No. What's that?
Like rubies, like bam, like bedazzled.
Like was she like gaudy? Like shots of sunset?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh.
A little bit. When a lot of them live in LA and they're very gaudy.
You know who Lena the Plug is?
Yeah, she's Persian?
She's got like that Persian look and she banged that one guy and she had like the belly chain around her.
Oh, the little belly dancing vibe. Yeah.
Oh, so sexy.
Well, I like, you know, I like the thickies and Middle Eastern
thickies,
women.
Thickies is a nice one.
Middle Eastern women. Oscar's trying to find a way to inject himself while we're talking about girl porn and chicks.
I can just imagine Vinny.
Do you like ass?
I just love. I can just imagine Vinny searching like cankles.
Oh, good. I like a good cankle.
He's like, oh, look at that fucking Middle Egyptian cankle.
But they don't twerk though. They like do the belly dancing.
Yeah. Which one do you think is sexier, twerking or belly dancing?
Ooh.
Honestly, for me, twerking. Middle Eastern belly dancing is hot, but it's like twerking is like emulating sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like she could do that on your D. You can't belly dance on a D.
No, you can't.
How do you know?
Because you can't. I mean, there's no. It's the dynamics.
Yeah, but
have you tried?
I mean, I guess you can.
I want to know. Has Vinny tried?
Let's do it right now. Come on, belly dance on my D.
Yelly yelly yelly.
It was similar to Italian though. Like I went to the wedding.
Can't even see your face in this thing. Your hat's so low.
There we go, Daddy.
There you go.
Take it off, Daddy. Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, by the way,
prison break.
Shout out to Nike Running for sending me this cut. Stop zooming in on me.
Yeah, that shit's fire.
Says my name on it.
It's got some cool padding too. It's like brolic.
Yeah.
Keeps you warm.
And Oscar's making fun of it. Says my name. Oh, that shit's fire. Ever since I ran the marathon, you know, I've been getting shit sent to me.
Oh, that's you're going to be one of those people that just tells everybody you ran the marathon every fucking five minutes?
Yeah, like,
I got a cat. Oh, I had a baby. Okay, we get it. Yeah.
Well, it's like you telling everyone you're gay every second. I'm a homosexual.
I don't tell people
that. I don't sing, Mike.
I don't do that. My voice does it for me.
I go, can you sing? You go, why? Because I'm gay? You think I could sing?
Oh, yeah. You said that to
me. I was like,
outside.
No, I'm just looking for a singing partner. He was like, why? Because I'm gay?
Oh, no. Speaking of this jacket, though, we were talking outside about if I donated this, you said it would be funny, right?
Yeah. I think you should. Yeah.
So going back to like the first season of Jersey Shore, we used to work at that place called the Shore Store.
Yeah.
So we used to have like a million shirts that we used to work. I had the license plate of the Jersey Shore Store, whatever. And like I would bring them home. And then over the years, I've acquired like garbage bags full of merchandise from like the Shore Store. And then we just kept giving them away.
Yeah, it's nice. It's sweet, right?
Yeah, we're giving away clothes.
Clothes.
Some of them probably I wish I still had. Some of them were probably really nice.
Conversational pieces.
You could have sold those at a vintage store for
on
fucking
eBay or some
for
fucking
so much money.
Yeah, like a dollar.
No. Everything's so expensive in vintage stores now. You go to a thrift store and it's like $50 for a fucking Coca-Cola t-shirt that was made in 2000
from Old Navy.
I don't really
I don't understand.
I don't understand thrifting.
Well, thrifting is for people that are economical with their finances.
Really? I thought it was for like fashion.
I thought it was more expensive.
People.
You go to a thrift shop,
you
like
go to a thrift store because you're economic about your finances.
I thought it was something cool.
You
to
go
say.
To a vintage store if you're like, ooh, I want to do like vintage clothing and things like that. But what happened is people turned thrifting into fashion, and now it's just like this. This is my opinion. I think they just turned it into this whole market where it's like you got to spend $50 for a fucking t-shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Is it more expensive?
For what? Just give me the. Just let me buy the. And it's used.
Yeah. I know.
You're telling.
It's more money because like someone wore it.
Right. And then you know what the best part is? A lot of these thrift stores, you have to buy a new bag to take home your old used clothing.
Isn't
that weird?
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
You have to say that again.
You have to buy a shopping bag in order to take your used clothing home.
Yeah, that is true. A new bag to take home. That's so
used
funny.
Clothing.
Yeah.
For what?
It's crazy.
Why are you talking like Joe Biden?
That wasn't too bad.
Oh, I thought you were like, come on, man.
No. Just,
You know, you sound like that.
Owen Wilson.
No, you sound like that Ariana Siffler's mom.
Oh, yeah. Coolish. Yeah.
You know, she followed me on Instagram.
Yeah, she did.
Really?
I saw that shit.
Yeah. She followed you?
Yeah,
from
she followed
one of your
me.
Reels or
yeah,
what?
From one of my Oscar. French therapy. She followed me from my French therapist.
I thought you were a football coach, Oscar.
The dick one was so funny.
Which one?
Something about... name your something that then you're like black dick.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing you ate with the color of your shirt.
The last thing you ate, yeah. Your gangster name is the last thing you ate in the color of your shirt. And I'm like, black dick.
your gangster name is the last thing you ate.
And the color of your shirt.
And the color of your shirt. So I looked down and I was like, black dick.
Yeah. I am smoothie gray.
Oh, cool.
It's not that.
That sucks.
Black dick is better.
I'm black pizza.
Well,
we sound like an idiot.
This is
black
how
dick
that,
is better.
This is how that peaked.
So what's what's your dating life?
Oh, that peaked.
What's yours? What's your gangster name?
Black pizza. Or black fries.
Oh, wait, is it color for...
Or fry pizza.
You're asking...
Or fry black.
I think we're having three different conversations.
Yeah, you didn't even hear me.
Black pizza. That's cool.
No, it's stupid.
Dude, I don't know. I didn't make the fucking rules. I know the porn star one.
What was the street name or something?
And your first pet.
Bella Carpenter?
That's pretty good.
It's kind of cool. Actually, that sounds like a porn star, Bella Carpenter. Oh, if I was a lady...
You know what? Let me tell you something. My college roommate had the best name. That's his real name was the best name I think I've ever heard in my entire life. He could do anything. He could do
acting,
film. He could do acting. Porn. He could do stand up. He could do porn, anything. His not my college roommate. He was in my dorm. So he lived at the end of the hall. His name was Johnny Durango.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a porn name right there. For
that's a great. And he does film directecting now in L.A. I think in L.A. But yeah, that's his name.
Like actual real
that's
name.
That's his real name, Johnny Durango. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. It's
pretty sexy.
That's Australian, very Australian.
My name was like just horrible to be in the entertainment industry. There's one other guy that people like always ask if I'm related to, Luca Guadagnino. He's like a movie director, but we're the only two. Good. Yeah,
it's, I like Vinny
you're
Guadagnino.
The only. There's only one. There's two Vinny.
No, like in the entertainment industry, like there's another name that kind of normalizes mine, but it's a weird feeling. Like you have a nice name, Oscar Aiden.
Yeah. Well, that's not my real last name.
It's not?
No, it's a derivative. You try fucking putting...
He's from Turkey.
You try pulling me up on stage and like introducing me like, yeah, next comic is Oscar Halajamya.
Yowie, Black Dick.
Wait, you have a crazy Middle Eastern last name.
Is my mic
kind of.
Pat?
What is it?
No? Okay.
Cafe? I'm not telling you now. I don't tell people.
Well, Turkish. What are Turkish names?
The only way that you will ever find out is if you have to make me fill out a W-9 form. Otherwise.
Like I almost did last night.
Yeah.
He did it for all of us instead.
Turkey has the hair transplants.
Yeah.
That's true. Keep making fun of, never mind. I can't get into that. But friend
Mike
of mine.
Fix is a stage name.
I got a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about it, right?
I went to the...
And you just had to go back home.
No, I just went to the Upper East Side.
Oh, and you're from Turkey.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you like stopped. Okay, there we go. Yeah. So like this, all the from here down was bald.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So you were like a bald guy.
Yeah.
They did a great job. Shit. You look great.
Yeah. For that amount of money, you better do a fucking good job.
Yeah. You were telling me that it's like double the price or triple the price in Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Do they have to extract follicles from other parts of your body?
Why were you pointing to his asshole?
Yeah, why were you pointing to my asshole?
Because
I'm Middle Eastern, you fucking...
fucking Spanish.
Asshole look like black man's beard. Why did they... Where did they take it from?
I do have
the back
hair.
Of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They start at... I got there at 6 o'clock. Then he gave me a little, like, pill. One of those... I don't think it's like, to
Xanax?
Relax. Yeah, probably. And then it was one of those things.
Did he blow up your asshole?
Why is my asshole?
See, I keep doing it. I can't
exactly.
Stop.
Fucking can't stop. Gay. Jesus. And started, and then at 6:30, they started. Mm. And then I woke up at 5 o'clock. And they were just finishing. And let me tell you something. I would do it in a heartbeat. This doctor was... brilliant.
Nice.
And I mean brilliant. And the like surgical staff and the nurses show. And you know what?
Why were you sore?
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, but in Turkey, I've watched the TikToks. They like send you a private jet.
Yeah,
you fucking
man.
Like get a limo. They're like,
but here's the thing. In Turkey, I think Turkey has made a lot of strides in hair transplant, and I think they're really leading a lot of it. But there's certain things that, like, my friend went to Turkey and he got a hair transplant, right? But what I did was very different from him because I did a lot of pre-operational care. So like my doctor was like, you're going to take this, you're going to put this
like
on
poppers?
Your foot. No, it was like Arnica pills. So you take Arnica pills and that helps like, with.
They sell those at Target.
Yeah. So like when you take those, do they really? I don't know.
The gas station.
No.
Next to the freedom.
Like Lamar Arnica Odom. Pills, they stop the swelling. So people take those when you have plastic surgery. So like if you see a lot of the people that come back from Turkey, their heads are swollen, but that's because they haven't taken the anti-swelling pills.
Right. Yeah.
And so like that's
everyone's
the thing
whole
about,
face gets
right,
swollen.
Right. So like
so you got to do the before.
Right.
The
and what
work.
They don't tell you also, I don't know, is that you can't lower your head for like 4 or 5 days.
What?
Your head has to be like this because that's when the swelling starts.
Oh, so
people start moving around and they're moving and they're doing their they're taking their luggage and this and that. No, you should be laying flat with your head like this, because then when you do this, all the blood starts flowing to your forehead, right?
Oh,
and
that's
then
annoying.
You do this and it keeps it. Right, and you're not supposed to
wait. Pat, you got to look up the wow. You know what's crazy? The turkey ones, when they like transform the guy's like chin,
yeah,
and like he's like drooping, and then like they do some shit, and it looks like a fucking supermodel.
What?
I will say, turkey is absolutely amazing. I just, I was like, I did it in here. I did it in New York because of word of mouth.
Yeah,
like I saw. I saw results from other people that had gotten it done, and I was like, okay, I like that. And always you want to go through referral, right? Like, I have family that lives in Turkey, and they were like, oh yeah, go to Turkey, come to Turkey.
Just anybody off the street, just say, give me, but no, you want to know the actual person.
But I also like,
it's like getting a haircut, and they're like, oh, go to this barber shop. You're like, no, what barber am I going to?
Right. I want
to
know what barber. I want to see like results of this barber, because a lot of barbers say they're good. But they fuck up their fades.
Yeah, now you go to barbers, right? Because you got this hair.
Yeah. My barber is great. Tony, Made Man, 15th Street, 8th Avenue.
Made Very Man?
Good. Yeah, that's the name of the salon.
Oh, got I thought like you were five. Saying he was a mob.
How much for I mean, too.
33 for a buzz cut, 40 for a haircut, but yeah.
Not bad. You just pulled them up?
My haircut is, now these aren't the ones. You got to see like the before and after of a turkey face. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. It's called like a face transition.
No, you got to do face. Turkish face.
Yeah, face surgery. Not hair transplant. Dude, my haircut's fucking $100.
Why?
Like every week. Because they charge you like 60 something for the cut and then like 40 for the beard.
You should go to my guy. Like he's actually very good.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, honestly, he has a lot of celebrities that go to him.
Do they give you like a
that,
towel?
That guy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's like, that's the.
Oh, wait, no. Did that just say these are not the same person? Was that fake?
No. Oh, revealed as
fake.
Fake.
Oh, it's fake.
Look at you trying to call out Turk.
That girl looks good, though.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Do they give you like a hot towel and stuff, Finny, when you get your hair cut?
I get the hot towel.
Are you paying for that service?
You should go. You should check. Not to like diss your guy, but like you should check out my guy. He's pretty good.
Does he give a real fade and a shape up? And
trust me,
texture.
If you saw every client is spot on.
Oh, I'll review the portfolio.
Yeah, I'll send you his info.
That's like pretty standard now, though. Like barbers got like once they started wearing the black gloves and the apron.
Oh yeah,
they started
that's just
fucking
so gay.
Acting like they were chefs.
Mm-hmm, true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I always think that barbers are just a smidge gay, because when you just
here we go.
Massaging a man's head.
Yeah,
you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, no. Sometimes when they go too ham.
Yeah, you like that? Oh,
nah, bro. Like I'm cool with them. I'm cool with the just the face towel.
Yeah.
But then this other dude, he like does the towel and then he starts massaging. The lobes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all right, this is getting a little gay.
And he's like, don't do that. See?
And then I come.
That's him?
No, that's the bar.
No, that's
what he's
barber?
Done. No, that's what he's done.
Oh, he's like a real deal.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I just sent him to you.
I was expecting like like the $15.
The American
no. How no? He's really good.
How much he charge?
He's like 33 for a buzz cut, 44 for a regular haircut.
But I bet you he's gonna charge for the beard too. And
well, I mean, double check. It's really good. You know?
Is he in Chelsea?
Yeah. He's on nice. 15th and 8th. Made Man Barber. Tony is his
name.
I want to see him.
Yeah. He's actually really good.
Where do
good.
You go, Mike? You go in the
I cut
the,
my own hair.
You cut your own hair?
My whole life. I mean, my whole life. The last like 10 years.
Wow.
I have that mirror, that fucking thing like this. But I used to do like easy fades. Now I'm trying to do this mullet thing and it's not coming out too good.
I wouldn't have never known. I would have chopped my shit up.
Sort of weird.
Damn, how do you do the back?
I have this mirror. But
is that like the
in,
Shark
but,
Tank mirror? It's like there's like.
It's like a Shark Tank mirror. Yeah. And I've been doing it for a long time. But so, I mean, I'm having a horrible hair day.
All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Aura Frames. Guys, it's the holiday season and. You know, it's not always easy to buy gifts for your mother or your grandmother or certain people. You know, you don't want to get them another gift card. Get them something that means something. All they want to do is stay in touch with you. And Aura Frames is such a meaningful gift. It's a digital photo frame that you can literally just keep uploading pictures and videos to so that person in your life that loves you can always see you and you could just keep in touch with them and keep them updated on things. And it's not just like on your phone. It could just sit there like a digital photo frame and constantly be changed and uploaded with new stuff. It has unlimited storage and it is the perfect gift. Okay. Aura Frames was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and Fast Company. It's just simple, stylish. It's beautiful. All right. And we're going to give you a special offer today so you can get Aura Frames for special people in your life. So save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code Vinny at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code V-I-N-N-Y. This deal is exclusive to listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Now let's get back to the show.
Dude. Mike was out late last night.
Daddy was out late. Yeah. I went to my friend's bar after that place too.
Really? How do you do it?
See, I went to Beaker Street, yeah.
What did you do?
No, I went home. I hung out with them because, and I still got home late and I still didn't really get a great night's sleep and I feel shitty today.
You didn't
and
get sleep? Good
and
sleep?
Well, I mean, I got home late. I ended up going to bed at like 3 a.m.
Why?
Because like I got home, we were up till like what, 1-ish?
Yeah.
And then I got home. I didn't go like immediately to sleep. You know, I was having gay sex.
I swear to tell you, ever, just one step.
Can I
closer.
Tell everybody what you had to drink or no?
Yeah.
One step fucking closer. Every day I see this man. It's like one step.
I agree. I agree with you. We're there. You know, we're having adult beverages, Oscar. And he gets a Moscow Mule. Yeah. A Moscow Mule with no alcohol.
Yeah. Oh.
He's over here drinking fucking. He had a
virgin Moscow Mule because I like the ginger.
First time I'm hanging out.
You know what? Let me tell you something. That is a good drink.
First time
it is.
The Moscow Mule with a nice ginger kick.
Yeah, but if it's virgin, it gives you like the idea that you're still drinking something.
Hanging out with a legend right now. I'm hanging out with Vinny fucking party all day, gym tan laundry.
You know, when
I'm not that guy anymore.
You're not that guy.
I'm like when they come to recruit the guy for like a mission. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not him anymore.
Sounds kind of
like, I'm not him.
And then I'm like, fine, I'll give it one more chance. Oh yeah, then the music starts. That would be a sketch coming out of
I'm not him. But Vinny, you used to be him. I'm not him anymore.
What would be
play
like,
the music?
Yeah, like I have to save the world. Like they need like Fist Pumper or something to like save the world or something. I don't know. What are you partier?
Fist Pumper.
That you have a different
Keep
definition
going.
Of it.
One more. One more step.
Are you
day
a partier?
By day.
Do you go to like therapy NYC?
Let me tell you something.
Our industry?
I just want you to know that like while you were in New Jersey, I was probably one of the most well-known people in
Guido's?
In New York City in are like you, gay nightlife.
Yeah.
Back in like yeah, back
a promoter,
in the day.
What?
Yeah, I did promoting. Oh. I did like I was at the
Did
clubs.
You hear about Oscar? The word on the street he could take two cocks at the same time, you see? No,
you
he's
see?
Very he's very
you see,
very Oscar.
Read all about it.
Read all about it. They say he's from Turkey, but he's actually from Iran.
I've heard legends of Oscar.
Oh, really?
Of Oscar yeah, 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 in the street.
Yeah.
See, I
yeah,
wasn't
he worked
going
for the Olive Garden.
I said promoting.
I just want you to know
he's
that I have not mentioned gay sex, butt sex, anal,
and
ass,
that's all we've talked
dick,
about.
Or anything until I get around straight men.
He can suck a tomato through a silly straw, they say.
I know.
Oscar Aydin, you see?
We love it. We want to like just know
it's
what it's
1934.
Like on the other side. No, but the way you set it up, though, you were like,
no. I honestly did a lot of party promoting in New York City.
Were you like at the door or something? Or
I just did a lot of party promoting, and I knew a lot of people. I was there when the Roxy was open, like the Roxy, Limelight, you know, Cielo.
Did you ever see any famous straight guys going in there?
Let me tell you something. What people don't realize is that
I don't mean just
hello,
that,
Eric
I don't mean,
Adams.
I don't mean just for a birthday party, okay? Because
no.
I've been to them for a birthday party.
Let me tell you something.
This is my friend Eric Adams.
Before
this is my
before,
pal.
Before cell phones, like not cell phones, before cell phones, but like before, like you could really get video on a cell phone.
Ooh.
You would see a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because it was, because no one had a camera. No one's going to go in it. Like,
right.
You when you're behind closed doors, that's why I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I've been to a couple DJ after parties where they try to take my phone. I'm like, nah, bro.
Really?
It's not
happening.
Do you ever meet DJ Khaled?
I have. I played in a basketball game, but I was talking more of like EDM, like Vegas DJs, like
Yeah, they'll take it. They want your phone.
Yeah.
Aoki? What's his name? Steve Aoki?
Steve Aoki. It wasn't him, but he's like a, yeah, he's one of them. So yeah, so you're big in the, so what about partying yourself? Did you?
Nah, I never really got into it.
No?
No.
You're not a big drinker. You don't drink before stage, me neither.
No, I don't.
Mike does.
It depends on the mood.
I don't like not being in control, so I try not to. I know it loosens people up, which is, I think is fine, but for me, it's just one of those things where I'm like, no, I already have a hard time remembering a lot of my stuff, so if I have a drink, I'm going to be like,
there's like a little disconnect.
Yeah.
I don't need it anymore. I realized I went like 17 days without it, and I was like, oh, I really don't need it, but now I'm back, but I got to get off of it.
Why? I mean, as long as you do it moderately, and
that's the problem.
It doesn't affect your comedy.
That's the problem. It does. It starts off as one drink at 8 o'clock, and then by midnight, I have five drinks, and that's considered binge.
Do you wake up fine the next day?
No, what? I can't wake up early. I fucking feel like shit in the morning. Yeah,
are you drinking let me tell you something. When I do go out and drink, and I'll have like my favorite drink of choice is dirty martini, extra dirty.
Oh, that's you gotta blue see cheese olives. Like, that is fucking
blue
powerful.
Cheese olives, and which you can't barely find in the city any fucking more.
Blue cheese olives.
Blue cheese olives.
What are they, fucking almond milk olives?
I know. It's like fuck out of here.
Fuck
out of here.
Fucking gay olives.
Get the hell out of here.
I tell you. Yeah. See, it's just one step. One step. By the time he gets out of the building, he's going to be like, hey.
If I keep hanging out with you, yeah.
No, like, I'll just go to a nice steakhouse.
Yeah, no, like, let me just try it once, you know.
Steakhouse,
yeah.
You get blue cheese olives.
Huh?
You got to go to a steakhouse to get blue cheese olives.
But one of the things is, if you drink a pint glass of cold water before you go to bed, you will be just fine.
Not just
fine. Yeah, I don't feel
No, you
here.
Will be just fine. I've come home drunk, and I'm like, I will drink a pint glass or two of water, but you got to just drink it, chug it, and you will wake up and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just going
That's
to sleep
me.
Is hard.
I don't know. Everybody's like, oh, eggs. Why do I have to start the day with eggs? No, I should. I don't. No.
Yeah, no. Hydration is what it's all about hydration.
I like food the next day. Like when I like some like greasy kind of food in my belly.
That's deep. Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is.
Whoa, that double is
deep. Wow.
Yeah. What's your favorite hangover meal? Dude,
croissant, split open, sausage, egg and cheese, hash browns on the side. Big tall glass of orange juice.
Do you like McDonald's?
I was going to say, McDonald's. I love McDonald's, but Atlantic City, driving home after a fucking binge weekend, stop at some Burger King.
Ooh.
Bro, the fries just make the hangover go away instantly.
But what about Wawa?
Love Wawa. Wawa's cool.
Love a good Wawa.
Wawa's good because it's
I love
just
a good Wawa
reliable.
Pizza.
Ooh. Oh, Wawa has pizza. I did a commercial for them.
Yeah.
Really? Good for you.
I did.
They got good pretzels.
They just made it. Are you fucking with me? They just fucking made
it. I didn't know that.
Look it up. Wawa has pizza.
Vinny's doing it. What are you doing in the commercial?
Eating pizza.
Dude. I've been working in pizzerias since I'm fucking 13 years old, dude.
Really?
Yeah. You do not want my opinion about pizza.
What is it? Pineapples?
No.
What is it?
You like pizza?
Come?
No. I swear, just one step.
Well, you
kind of
started it, Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar, you started.
No, because you look at me.
Yeah, but you set him up, Oscar.
Because you're talking.
Yeah, but
I'm being respectful.
But you were like, you want to hear what I have to say about pizza?
Exactly. He's like,
you started it. Pizza. Did you mention
Well, you do that pretty well there, Vinny.
That's going to be a gif.
Clip that one, bitch.
So what's your thing about pizza?
Oh, let's look at this real quick.
It's fucking Oh, daddy,
Wawa
yes.
Has pizza? Yeah, Wawa has pizza and it's made fresh.
This is Oscar-worthy acting.
Pizza. Wow. Yo, Mike.
I like a good Wawa frozen pizza.
Wawa has pizza and it's made fresh.
Mike is the worst actor in the world.
He's jacked, though.
What's the steroids?
Everybody, Wawa has pizza.
And it tastes
They made
great.
Me just hold
Wawa
the box.
Has pizza.
Because I was getting ready to go strip in Chippendales. And I was like, I'm not eating a bite. I was literally like anorexic. I used to fucking spit it out, dude.
Oh my God.
Hey,
you made some cash right here, baby. This is called cash.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Let's go.
What?
You look great.
I know. I'm so skinny, dude. But no, but I like a frozen. I haven't had Wawa's yet.
Wawa has pizza.
All right, we got the point, Pat. What the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus. For crying out fucking loud, we get it.
We played it.
Jesus.
No, I like a good frozen pizza. Remember we talked about in the cafeteria that $1 public school
Elio's pizza joint.
Elio's pizza joint, bro. That shit was fire.
Tombstone
I always
pizza.
Think the I gotta tell you, I think some of the best pizza I ever had was in high school. and that square pizza with the sausage on it that you can't find anymore.
Of course, you.
See? Oh, yeah.
No,
I didn't say one
you
word.
Said it you said and you fucking mentioned why big you round got, sausage.
Why it's got to be gay, huh?
You're the guy that said
why
long
the
sausage.
Why the fuck it's got to be gay?
Why didn't they why cut the sausage for you? Yeah. Why did they just leave it
no,
whole on the pizza?
Don't you remember? Pull up. Pat.
You're talking about hot dogs.
Pat, pull
remember
up.
Remember the pizza with the sausage up. And the ketchup and mustard?
Pull up. Like, shut what? Up. Pull up old school high school pizza square.
It's Elio.
Exactly. Like that. You know what? You are fucking homo. I'm trying to talk about this. This is what I'm talking about. And you're like,
where's the sausage?
But they gave you sausage sometimes.
No, that was just you.
Yeah, no, there was sausage pizza. Do cafeteria style sausage pizza.
You're talking about this Russell Stover's French bread pizza. Those are
no,
really good too.
That's not what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I'm talking, no, Pat said it in a second.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Elio's pizza.
What's that one?
Pull it up.
Those like public school pizza cafeteria joints definitely had to be worse than prison. I think there was a study if you compared prison food
like that
to,
one right there.
To what we ate.
Rectangle cafeteria school pizza. Let me tell you something. You grow up on that as a kid with some chocolate milk. Some of the best shit you can ever have.
And then you shit in blood for 3 days, but who cares?
But you know what, though? It was fucking good.
It was. Chocolate pizza. Chocolate milk.
Is Murray's or Golden something? Golden Baron? Red Baron.
Red Baron. Yes.
The Red
Use your
Baron
words.
Circular.
Yes.
With the Use pepperoni.
Wepa.
Oh, I'm
Wepa.
Oh my god, fuck, I would have gay sex for that right
now. Yeah. Up.
See?
Sit down,
every
Oscar.
Day. Every
wow.
Day. Look, you see what Vinny did when he said that? He was like, I want to have gay sex right now. And he's like,
I'm just looking for different ways to have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
I
have Me to like Pat are straight.
No, I'm sorry. Also, McDonald's breakfast.
What do you eat? That's disgusting.
Oh my god!
No.
You've never had the hash
diner
brown
breakfast.
Diner's fantastic. I agree.
Well, diner's fine, but like if I'm in a hurry, I don't want to sit down. Okay, so if I do McDonald's breakfast, I would do 3 bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
Ooh.
2
hash browns.
No, I would do 3 bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. I would do 3 of the egg McMuffins. I would do 3. Sausage biscuits, and then
me?
I would do 6 hash browns.
How many? 6 sandwiches?
I would do 6 sandwiches.
You would eat them all by yourself?
So small?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's crazy.
I can't do any of the frozen.
I used to put food away as a kid.
But you don't gain weight. You've always been skinny.
Nah, I was a little heavy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a 38 waist, and then, I had to lose it because I came out of the closet.
Oh, right. You didn't want to be a bear?
Well, they didn't have those back then. They don't have those back in my time.
Mike would clean up, right?
Mike would clean the fuck up.
I'm the power bottom, baby. Not today, but yesterday.
Clean up in the bear community.
Yes. Yesterday, I was feeling like a bear. Today, no.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit, too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your little
diner food, diner breakfast is amazing.
No, let me tell you something about New York City diners. I'm so upset that they've gone to these cut up potatoes as their hash browns. Enough.
Like
enough.
Home fries?
Yeah.
Oh, you want like a whole square?
No, I want the shredded.
The shredded joint.
Come to the Bronx. That's a frozen joint.
No, pull up shredded hash browns right
Put
now.
Put up home fries.
Pat. No, not home fries. Home fries is the
No, that's
the
bullshit home fries. Real home fries is you know,
that's
shredded
what I want. I want shredded hash browns because that's the stuff that you soak up the egg with.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Exactly.
Nothing and better than all breakfast.
Of the restaurants. You know what the cheat code I used to do at the diner? French fries.
I've seen that too. You only with fries.
You sub
fries,
that out because fries are like, wait, is it lunch? What's happening? And I'm like, no, I want the French fries with the eggs.
I've done it too.
Because you can hold it. Pause.
No, don't touch me.
Suck up the juices.
Suck up the juices, yep.
With the French fry. And you do a
look
piece
into
of,
my eye and say
of,
that again.
A piece of bacon.
Yeah.
Rub it in the fucking yolk.
Yeah, say it in my
and
eye.
Then take a bite.
Yeah.
And then you get a French fry. You rub it in the yolk again.
Play the P. Diddy Meek Mill sound.
And then you grab a little bit of the white, the egg white, and now it's a little bit of girthy. And then you fucking just put it in
your
fucking
mouth.
Wait, you
look at me in my eyes. Say it again in my eyes.
This is not the clip.
Oh, yeah.
That well, is. Folks.
I'm so good.
That well, is folks.
The clip. No, I think.
Diner back. But yeah, I don't like the frozen egg patty shit. Like from like Dunkin' Donuts or at McDonald's, right?
Do you want a good diner? I'm gonna give a shout out to a diner right now. This place is always packed and the prices are good and the food is amazing. Johnny's Luncheonette.
Oh, I've been there.
On 26th Street.
I've been there.
Oh no, 25th
Street.
It's like
a little narrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing,
it's a
yeah.
little narrow place. Johnny's Luncheonette on 25th Street. Oh, so good.
The best.
A shout out to him because that thing is local and it's like his, it's so good.
Yeah. I think I took a picture in there once. Like one time I went in like with just like a hat and like whatever. And he was like,
if you get the chance and you're in New York City and you want a good, good diner breakfast. And it's like a lot of it's countertop. So it's like old school.
That and go to Staten Island.
It's called Johnny's Luncheon. Oh, you're looking up Stefan.
M&G in the Bronx.
I hate you. Why I am not Stefan. From
there's
SNL.
A little a short person over there on a wheelbarrow. The club is called like that was a funny character.
Yeah, dude. No, I worked in.
Is that it?
Pizzeria.
Yeah, that one right there.
Breakfast
Johnny's.
Is my
yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah, my Johnny's Luncheonette.
My picture's hanging in there.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny. And great job.
But I look like the Unabomber.
I hope you put this up because I really want him to get
it's
some loving.
We will. We will. Yeah. Whenever you see those seats, you know it's solid.
Yeah.
Those little turnstile seats, solid.
I feel like those places are okay. Like, they're safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I don't think New York's getting rid of, like, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of the diners
of Amazon, but, like, they can't recreate that. No, you know
but
what
let
I'm
me
saying?
Tell you something. You know what? Like, all these diners, though, the prices are so expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. My mom hates that.
Like, those prices,
because a diner, you're supposed to be, like, I want, like, $18 meal.
Yeah, if that. Like, I remember you go to a diner and you're like, okay, I'm going to get, like, eggs and stuff. And it's like, okay, $8.95. Now it's like $14 for three eggs and some toast. And you're like, no. That's not inflation. That's just fucking greed.
Yeah. Check
like, I'm
average,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just greed.
Not with the new administration. We're okay. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, we don't.
I don't know. And the inflation's going to go down.
We love
Johnny.
We hate inflation.
Johnny's a great guy. We like him very much.
Let's just keep. Let's just keep it to the diner.
Let's just keep it to the eggs.
Having a meeting with turkey,
eggs and milk, and bacon.
You like bacon? Yeah. You know what I like?
I
you know what I like? I like turkey bacon.
I like turkey bacon.
I hate turkey bacon.
I actually like it.
It tastes like spam.
Listen, my ex turned me on to it because here's the thing. I can't eat turkey bacon every fucking... I can't eat regular bacon every day.
So it's a little healthier.
So it's a little bit better to have...
Mike, I'm telling you. You learn the alternatives to the shit that you like. And then you can concoct like a bacon, egg, and cheese that's like the healthier version.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's one yolk in it. There's turkey bacon.
Yeah. Maybe and it tastes the same if you're going to put fucking hot sauce and ketchup on it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like a little hot sauce.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, I know. But you're not supposed to eat any bacon or processed meat. It's all bad.
Every day.
Have you always lived in New York?
I grew up in Chicago.
Turkey? Oh, you grew up in Chicago.
I grew up outside of Chicago because people in Chicago
where,
will
Schaumburg?
Be like, you don't live in Chicago. No,
there's a place, actually a real place.
It's Schaumburg, not Schlomberg.
I thought you just said Schloingburg. I thought you just said Schloingburg.
He's like, hey, I'm from Schloingburg.
Where, Schloingville?
No,
he's
I'm
from
balls.
Schlong. Where are you from? Dickinville? Dick and balls?
Are you from Testes Ave?
Wow, you're real good on that quick on the you're real good on that quick on the fly thing, aren't you, Vinny?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Work on it, sweetheart. Work
on it. Did you grow up
on
Blowjob Street?
Ayo, yeah. Okay.
This is the stupidest joke.
So
there was a place called Schaumburg.
Yeah, Schaumburg, Illinois. But I used to do
club appearances there. Yeah. All fucking guineas there.
Yeah. But you probably went to Zero Gravity.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was my boy.
Yeah, that's right. Zero Gravity. That's where
I was a teen club.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I grew up in Rockford.
Okay.
Which is kind of like, if you think about it, I think the show Roseanne was modeled after Rockford, Illinois.
So a little suburb.
Yeah.
But they're still close to the city there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like New York, once you're out of New York, you're deep. It's like a bitch to get in and out of. But the other cities like Chicago and Toronto and Atlanta, like you could live in a house, but then still like just drive into the city.
Yeah,
there's
but
no driving into the city here.
No,
it's like you're going on a fucking journey.
Yeah, I love Chicago. I think one of the things that I just wish it was a little bit busier. Like the one thing I think that Chicago doesn't have is they don't have those bodegas. Like, right. Bodegas make up most of New York City, because there's at least what, 100 bodegas within a 5-block yep. radius. And New York, and like Chicago doesn't have that a lot. I mean, they probably have corner stores, right. but they don't have bodegas. And so in that sense, so a lot, you know.
All I remember was we're in Chicago and we're looking for a slice of pizza, and they did not know how to give a slice of pizza.
It's only deep dish?
It's mostly deep dish, and it's mostly like, if you're going to go get pizza, you're sitting down at like the restaurant. Yeah. So we're telling the driver, we're like, we just want a fucking slice of pizza. And he just wasn't...
I don't know what you're talking about there, okay? But I get you deep dish pizza if you guys want.
Literally. So then we go to like a Whole Foods type joint, where it's like a supermarket that was making pizza.
Yeah.
And then they're the only ones that sold a slice, and they sold it in these little cardboard
boxes. Like Sabaro looking.
You guys could have had a Sabaro or Sabaro, whatever.
Sabaro. I didn't want like that. I wanted like real, a slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah. So you decided to go to Whole Foods.
No, but they don't have...
For a fucking slice of pizza.
But they don't have pizzerias is my point.
They have Sabaro.
So you settled for a supermarket
Sabaro,
pizza.
Isn't Sabaro like a franchise, Pizza Hut?
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not what I wanted. You know what I wanted.
Yeah. You wanted a regular fucking slice.
Fucking slice.
You wanted a slice.
But you went to Whole Foods.
Because they're the only ones that served fucking a slice of pizza. I'm like, what is this fucking city?
I does he understand?
Is there mushrooms on his fucking pizza?
Do you know what? Does he understand what I'm taking?
Oh, that I'm gay?
No, it's just that you were like, I want a fucking slice of pizza. And then you guys went to a Whole Foods.
He's saying like the anti.
I'm saying that's the point.
There's no pizza places in Chicago.
I know, but that's
I didn't want to end up there. They're the only ones that had the fucking thing.
All the other places had deep dish restaurants. He didn't want that.
I don't. By the way, deep dish, that's not even real pizza to me. I love it. Of course, but it's like a fucking loaf of bread. It's a loaf of bread.
First time I went to Uno's, my mind was like,
yeah.
The pizza was so robust. The sauce, it was so cheesy.
It's too much bread. Listen, let me tell you something. The one thing about Chicago, they love their sauce. They love the sauce.
Good.
And let me tell you something. They don't, in New York City, I don't know what happened. Where's the sauce?
That is true.
Yeah.
Where's the sauce on the pizzas? It's literally just cheese and bread. Yeah. There's no sauce on any of the pizzas anymore.
They shaft you with the sauce.
And it's like, what am I eating? I'm eating basically bread and cheese. I could have just ordered a charcuterie board.
Portillo's?
I like the way you said that.
Thanks.
Portillo's?
Where?
Is that Chicago? That's like the sausage and hot dog place.
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I haven't been.
What about the place with the beef in Chicago? The beef sandwiches. Italian beef.
I thought that's what I'm talking about. Look up Portillo's, Chicago.
Is that the beef sandwiches? I'm dying to try one of those.
I think so.
Like a French dip, but it's Italian beef hogs.
Portillo's.
I used to go all the time.
Chicago. Portillo's, order on a ride. Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Or not?
Oh, yeah.
So you want the, it's basically like a
roast beef, hot roast beef, or Philly cheese. I don't know.
Cheese steaks.
There's no cheese on it.
There's no cheese. I just want a hot beef with juice.
It's basically like a peppers and onions.
Yeah.
With like the beef is
sliced.
But
it's like a French dip kind of. It got a lot of juice in it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't like the crinkle fries. I like the fries from the diner.
I don't like those.
That have like the little
No,
black pepper, like the orange.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The best fries in the entire world, steak fries. Sorry.
They're good.
The thick ones?
Yeah. Steak fries are the best
too
fries.
Mushy inside.
They're very rich.
If you get them done well, then they're not mushy.
They're special occasion fries.
I like steak fries.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Let's see. French fry ranking.
That fry that you're talking about. When you go to
French
a place.
French fry ranking.
Oh, when you see that
Not fast food. Not fast food, though. Just like, yeah, see, it's going to rank.
None of the fries that you're talking about, it's not there. It's a specific fry.
What are you talking about?
It's kind of like a breaded fry.
It's a breaded potato.
It feels like it has like a breading on it. It's super crispy and crunchy.
For what? What is that for?
And a lot of them are in diners.
I'm already eating unhealthy. You want to add bread to them?
They don't add bread. It's hard to explain.
They have like little flakes on them.
They're like really processed.
Steak fries are the best fries. There, go. No, look, wait, go back.
Steak fries are great.
Go back.
I do good waffle fries. Nice.
No, go back. I'm going to show you. Look at the right there.
I'm about to go.
Yes. Go right. Go right. There you go. That's it.
That's the fries.
See, what we're talking about looks like the sweet potato fries. They're not sweet potato fries.
Yes. Oh, but they're not sweet potato fries.
I do like sweet potato fries.
Me too. I do like
sweet potato.
What's you don't the like point? Sweet potato fries?
No. I'd rather like just it? Have sweet potato. Just had rather have sweet
with like
potato.
A garlic aioli? It's delicious.
No. Nah, sweet potato fries had a little like little no. after a little they're a little gay, you know?
Give
a little like
are they?
They're a little sweet.
Are they? Is yeah, that yeah, what is yeah. that the sound you
they're
make when you're eating them?
Sweet you're potato fries are the homo. Gay fries.
No, they're not.
Maybe yeah. those are shoestrings. Are
I love
gay.
How he's like the sweet potatoes are the gay fries, but he's here fries. Pushing. But he's here pushing turkey bacon.
That's straight. Those are straight. Those I are hate, meaty.
No, but those aren't.
Yeah.
That's a man's. That's a man's French fry,
Oscar,
right
those
there.
Those aren't real steak fries.
Yes,
that's not the steak fries. That's not that's what you were talking
fries.
About.
That's steak fries.
No, I'm talking about Ruth's Chris steak fries, like the whole fucking.
Those are potato wedges.
Waffle fries are a little OD.
Waffle fries are too much.
They're too much.
Yeah. What am I? What is this for?
You sounded like a Jewish hipster the way you said that.
Waffle fries.
They're a little OD.
Dude, we used to go out to the club and then just like, this is when you would have loved me.
I still love it.
We'd go to the
that
club.
That steak for all that's potato wedges.
That's a potato wedge.
That's, I'm thinking steak fries. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
No,
go
that's
ahead.
A potato wedge.
We would go to the club in New Jersey somewhere. And then, Pat, remember 118 Lounge? How old are you?
Oh, I'm 28. Forgot for a second.
Do you want to know where has good? Wait, do you want to know where has good potato wedges?
What?
The Stand.
Oh,
oh,
they
yeah.
do have
yeah.
good
that
potato wedges.
Yes.
Yeah, the Stand has very good potato wedges. Yes,
yes, yes, good to
yeah.
know.
And no. there's well, you know what? I'm gonna give a shout out to their pizza as well. I do enjoy because they have that.
I don't eat there because I'm like doing work. Like,
I know, I but like if you get a chance, their pizza, the one with the the pepperoni and the honey,
yeah,
that's very good. The hot honey.
This came up when I looked up 118.
It was just like, oh, Dina. Oh, look, that was me too. Look at my mohawk.
That's you?
Yeah, I was wearing a vest and
no
a fucking mohawk.
No way.
What a
that
fucking
doesn't even look like
bag.
You, dude. You look like an Armenian gun dealer. That's you,
he
dude.
He does.
Holy shit. Ha. Dina looks good, though. Dina can get it. Dina's got some yammers on her.
I don't know.
Her.
I was going through a phase of a mohawk thing.
You sure? Through.
Yeah. And then I was wearing that bracelet thing that used to be like, if you do this, like you can stand on one toe.
Power balance.
Power balance. Yeah. Like, you can dunk if you wear this. Anyway, so we used to go to this place, and then we used to go
look at
home.
That nice girl with that.
Look
with
at
that
with those big old hammers
that,
on her.
With that burly lesbian.
Bro, so this night. Oh,
like, go back
you.
To that picture. Go back to that picture.
Wait, why was Getty Images out?
they used to come out for me. I was famous.
Are you drinking pineapple or
no,
Malibu pineapple?
Drunk, dude. And then I used to go to the diner after that and just get, like, eggs, French fries with cheese on them, and go fucking crazy. Why is there a bunch of furniture
around? <I don't know. laughs> Damn, Vinny was fucking going hard
I was
right
going
there.
Hard,
porking,
bro.
Porking nice Italian broads.
Yeah, the diner's good.
Yeah, diner prices.
Did you
are
do? Did you do comedy in Chicago? I hear it's a great comedy scene there.
Chicago's actually very good. I did not do comedy in Chicago. I started here.
Oh.
But I have done Chicago. I've done Laugh Factory. Shout out to Curtis at Laugh Factory for getting me up a few times there. So that's
you started here, and then when you would go back, you would go.
I actually worked with Mikey a long time ago.
Figs?
Where do we work? White Plains?
We used to do Lucy's Laugh Lounge in White Plains.
We used to do a lot of places. I've known Oscar for a while.
We've known each other for at
least... Oscar knew me when I was skinny.
For at least 10 years, if not more.
I have a photo of a time...
I want to see you skinny.
We did a podcast in your house, and I'm wearing a wig and one of your fur jackets.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. And then you took me out for Thai food.
Yeah.
And, you and me, you know, there was no sexual thing.
That's
going
to be the so when you get really famous one day, that's going to be the picture they try to, like, cancel you with.
Why?
Like Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I got tons of those already.
Yeah. They're like, see, he was gay. I knew all
the
along.
The funniest thing, we went out for Thai food, and, you know, we're pals. And the whole time I'm talking to Oscar, he's just checking out all the other gay guys. He was just like...
Yeah, that's why I was like, I never understood, like, straight guys are like, oh, I don't want to be gay. No, I'm not even looking at you. I'm trying to see what I can actually get.
Yeah,
oh,
we had a meal,
right.
and I'm like over here talking about comedy. He's like, yeah.
I was like, okay, enough with the comedy. Like, I'm done. Like, just, can you just sit there and enjoy the food, and I'm gonna go look for dick somewhere else.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
What kind of guys do you like? Do you have a type? I know it's me, but besides that,
one.
What's your type?
Oscar's a top.
Yeah, I'm a top. I'm a feminine topper, as I like to call it, a blouse.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
So that's your first album.
I've never been, you know what, I know something? I've never been penetrated. Because, you know, I ain't into that gay shit.
Same.
Yeah.
I love you, Pat. I just love you so much.
That was Gramercy. They were cheering outside.
No, not cheering for non-penetration.
No, I don't know. I like, you know what I like is I like.
You're attracted to straight men more than you are.
No. No.
Are they feminine?
It's not that. I don't like. So here's, no offense. I just don't like that when straight guys think that gay guys always want straight men. Mm. No, I think what I like is that the quality of a man who is confident in who he is, mm-hmm. he's confident in his ability to be who he is. Mm. And that comes across sometimes as like, you know, people don't, I don't know. It's just, I like that.
And you're a better person.
I also like it. I like it when it's like my ex. Just very, he was just like a, and that's the thing. I am a man who is gay. I'm not a gay man.
Right.
I always say that because aspects of my life are gay, but oh, honey, no, you're a gay man. You've brought up gay like at least 50 times. I'm pretty sure Pat's doing a tally right now.
You were talking about your jacket the moment we saw you.
Yeah. He's look like, at look at my look jacket. At they gave it to kid. Me. Oh, it's so cute. Yeah.
So anyway. I'm getting offended now. Come on.
Shut up. You are yeah. Not.
I'm straight.
We got to play the music. Get him back.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone thinks I'm gay. Whenever there's like a thing about me, like, oh, like so he's dating so-and-so, like every comment is, I thought he was gay. That's because you, so. No, you don't see me popping out. I don't.
Maybe you're a good looking dude. That's what they say.
I'm not public. Say. Thank you. I'm not public with like anybody.
Yeah. I don't. I'm sorry.
So you like someone who's not insecure.
No, you know what I like? Tom Hardy. That's the kind of guy I like.
Yeah, that's a man, baby.
Tom Hardy.
Wait, is this live?
No.
Oh, okay, great.
You think I'll be fucking canceled every second?
Yeah, that's true. No, Tom Hardy. Woof. That's my type.
But also, just to be clear between you and me, I don't think you're gay and you like gay dudes. I love you for you, for who you are. Yeah. And I like you because you're an awesome guy.
Yeah.
And every, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That's the thing. It's
I
like,
only
I'm,
like him
I've always
he's gay.
I've always considered.
I just want you know.
And straight guys. And
I just want a nice transition. And I think he would be good for that. No.
I mean, he does have a nice apartment
and a great schloink.
Uh huh.
According to all the guidettes,
true.
He's got a hog on him.
A nice Schlomberg.
Do you
Schloingberg?
Oh yeah, I do, Daddy.
No, that's so disgusting. That's so predatory.
I got goosebumps right now.
I think Tom Hardy, like those like bro type guys.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. I've always said that I am a man.
What do you think
is
dirty? Like somebody just like, ugh, this guy's fucking dirty, and I'm tired of
like whatever. STD dirty or
no.
Like
just kind of like some guys you see and I'm just like you know like I'm not crazy about him.
Like Diddy.
Like let me think. Yeah, like Diddy. Like, I don't like the dude from Saved by the Bell. I don't
Mario
like
Lopez?
Yeah, he annoys me. Like, get out of here.
You know what
here.
I wonder? What does Mario Lopez think when he walks in a hotel room?
I wonder. What
Why?
Do you think?
I
think
it.
He's. I think his head bodies.
Did anyone get that joke or no? Because whenever you walk in a hotel room, you hear Mario Lopez on the TV.
That's true.
Talking about the movies of the week.
That's right.
You okay. Pay attention to that?
I think I'm missing nicer hotels than you guys.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. I know this fucking homo didn't.
You got a TV?
I know this fucking homo didn't. I'm so sorry. We can't all be as fabulous as, you know, the Tropicana.
Yeah. The Palms place.
Yeah, the Palms Hotel.
What's the nicest hotel you've ever been in, Vinny?
Ooh, that's a good question. I haven't like traveled the world or anything. When I was in Cartagena,
where's that?
In Colombia. I got like
no, Mike, you do not.
I got two college credits, Oscar.
From the
you know where Cartagena.
I didn't know. If he would have said Peru, I would have been like, okay, I have no fucking idea. Cartagena.
Come on, Mike.
Cartagena. it was like in the city. It was in the city, and like I just remember, like that was a good vibe, like luxury kind of vibe to it. But I haven't done like
Four Seasons.
I mean, the Ritz was really nice in Cancun.
Mm.
The Ritz. I haven't done anything. Oh, we went to Bimini one year when we were filming, and each room had an infinity pool.
Whoa,
that's pretty dope. The thing is, Vegas is insane. Like Vegas, when I was doing Chippendales. I had to live there for like 2 months, right? So they would ask me where I wanted to stay and always end up at the Palms Place, which is dated now, but at a time that was like,
bro, bee's knees.
There's infinity pools off of the fucking balcony. Like it's in, like, no many fucking crazy shit happened.
Can only imagine,
bro. That was the craziest shit.
Would love to be a final wall.
15 years ago, it was like the shit.
So like when I go there, it's like the movies. They're like, where do you want to stay? You can stay at any hotel. And then these places, like in back of the Rio Hotel is like a laughing stock of Vegas. It's like poor and old, whatever. But in the back, they have some of the nicest rooms that you'll ever see. They're literally, bro, if I showed you, they're mansions.
Oh, yeah. This is at the bottom portion of the
hotel. Of the Rio in the back.
Right, in the back. They showed this. It's like one of these things where it's like luxury. Quarters. It's like there's luxury stays, apartments almost in this. It's like you, and it's, you wouldn't guess it by looking. Like
you can't
see them.
No, but like,
right.
When you're in there, it's not like a room, it's not like a house. Like it's like luxury. It's like you feel like fucking like the Versace mansion type shit. And these are all in Vegas for the big spenders. Like you can go on top of the Rio, there's pools up there, but the problem is there's no fucking kitchen and there's no washer dryer.
Oh shit.
So I could never stay in them because like all that shit is so nice if you're like for like a hangover type of weekend, but when you're living somewhere, you're like, I need a fucking stove.
I love Vegas.
Me too.
Me too. Vegas. I mean, I lived there for a while doing my show.
I'm assuming like living there is going to be a lot different. Yeah. It's like people that come to New York City and they're like, oh my God, I want to live here. I want to live here. And then you like have to move here in the dead of February
and
get stuck on the subway at 2 a.m. Yeah. Ugh. No, you don't want to live here.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, but I mean, I love Vegas. I think like
it's fun.
Yeah.
For a couple of days, but
a couple of days.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like they're the most insane hotel rooms in the world in Vegas. Some of them, you know,
because I can imagine. I mean, listen, you're getting the high rollers and you're not just getting American high rollers, you're getting like overseas high rollers,
Asian type.
Let me tell you something. I know
Rush Hour 2.
I know people who,
Rush Hour 2. They're like Asian.
And they're like, when they're looking at the telescope,
they're like hot Asians. Like the women, the fucking gangbangers. They're like the dude.
Remember when Chris Tucker gets to pick which girls he wants?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Rush Hour 2.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotta watch it, classic.
Oh, okay. No, but like I know they have flights direct from like Asia to I think
Vegas.
Yeah. You know the MGM too. You know the MGM Grand? It was a the entrance was a giant lion, right? And the Asian people, because of Chinese New Year, it was a sign of bad luck.
They
Got rid of it and they changed it into like a whale and Asian people came. But they were like, we're not going through that. That's a sign of bad luck.
They do that too when you're selling houses and shit. Like I used to like, when I was selling my house, when Asian buyers came, they like wanted like certain numbers had to be a certain way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like your address, like everything.
Superstitious,
bro. Yeah.
Where was your house?
In Staten Island. I had a little McMansion over there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like living in Manhattan?
Yeah, I mean, I like it for, like, I know what it's like to have both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they're like, I can't wait to just, like, live in a house one day with a yard. But I did that when I was first part of my life.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And then, like, when I was 23 and worrying about, like, my hedges getting cut, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, my energy shouldn't be going into.
Is the hedges getting cut?
No, so, not that was not gay, though. That's, like, dad.
Manscaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I fixing the chlorine in my pool?
See how he automatically like followed up with something more manly.
I was like, why am I fixing chlorine is manly? I was like fixing like the pH and
bleach your asshole, chlorine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, now you know how it feels, huh?
Guys, stop being gay every second. I know you feel.
I need another herb matey.
Yeah. We're about to be done soon.
Yeah.
So then I did that. So then moving to the city, I now like appreciate it every day, like being so close to everything.
Oh, it's great.
Not having to I used to take 10 years ago, I was driving in an hour to do 5 minutes at Broadway.
Yeah.
When I was trying stand up. If I would have lived in the city from that moment, I would have been 10 years into stand up now.
Yeah.
But because I lived far away, it prevented me from doing that, you know? So this is a place where you chase your, you know, your little dreams.
That's how it works, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We're all dreamers, daddy.
Yep.
So, Oscar, I don't know how long we've been going for. Hour? Okay, cool. Felt like 5 seconds. That's what
Oscar's
she said.
The man.
So that's Oscar, also good, though.
That's the best.
Like
great.
When a podcast is like...
Dude, when a comedian comes and we could just...
See, told you.
I thought that was a setup.
One step gay, one step closer and closer.
When a comedian comes and like we're just all hanging out.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, you know, I know you're using me just for the Instagram collab.
Am I?
You, both of you.
Who is?
But I really like hanging out with you guys. Okay.
I don't know who this guy is talking
to. I look up to you guys for when it comes to comedy. And, you know, because you know how hard it is.
Don't say that in public.
You know how hard it is.
Don't say that. Don't say that in public. I have 7,000 followers, Vinny. Come on.
No, I'm telling everybody. You know how hard it is. Hey, oh. But.
No, it is. Let me tell you something. It is hard. It's not easy. People think that
you put the work in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see that and it's something I want to do. So, you know, it's imagine, you know, it's like I'm with the pros.
Yeah. And you're not afraid to jump in the fire, man. Not at all. You put yourself in difficult situations.
Yeah.
Like Broadway, Greenwich, you're fucking going, you know what I'm saying?
Soho House.
Bruh. That was fun.
But it's also good that, you know.
Soho House.
What?
That's just Soho House. Soho House. Yeah. It's good that I
what? No. I say try, you know, if you love, if you love it, why not? Who cares?
Yeah.
And the end of the
you
day,
you gotta start
like,
somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere. Also like, you know, that's the thing. It's like no one, unless you literally are the child of an absolutely famous, famous comedian, you, even then you still had to start out somewhere. Like you, you know, you have
course.
To start
no,
out.
With
unless
comedy,
someone's writing your jokes and you have a joke writer. Okay. That's great. I'm very happy for you, but you know, it's a very hard journey. Mm-hmm. I remember what was I think Maddie Smith was the one who was like, she was like, she was like, enjoy the journey because it's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know? She said.
Onika just told me she was like we were going back and forth. She was like, settle in.
Yeah,
settle in. You're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah,
settle in.
But you comedy. I mean, people try and get like people try and make comedy now like this. You know, very quick thing. And okay, you know, if you pop off, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you, you know,
well, that's
but it's a long journey. And
that's
it's
what
like,
I get accused of. And I'm trying to explain to people. I'm like, that's not what I'm doing. I'm like, I run away from the bigger stages that people try to convince me to go on. And, you know, the places that I go up at are not like, you know, I'm popping at
you
all.
You don't bump people.
Also, you shouldn't
you
like,
stuff,
also no. One of the things that I think for you is like, don't have your name anywhere.
Oh, never. I mean, unless it's do a Vinny and Friends show once a
but
month.
But just don't have your name anywhere because then that's so much easier for you to just get up on stage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But like you were saying, like an actor, like a famous actor can probably like place his child in a movie and the kid can probably figure it out.
Yeah.
Like they can make it look like another take. Do another one.
With actors, it's like different. Yeah. Like you see, what's his name? Who's the... my God, I'm blanking on his name. He used to be a cowboy. The actor.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Like Clint Eastwood's son, it was just like Eastwood. And you're like, oh shit. And
he was a good actor though.
And he was a good actor too.
If you had to like do some kind of Nepo shit and put somebody in a movie, they could edit around it and make it work.
True,
but a comedian cannot do that.
They all struggle, man.
For their son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that kid would not be like you're up there by yourself. There's no fucking editing.
Richard Pryor's son, you don't hear about him. Greg Giraldo's son, you don't hear about him.
He barks in the West Village.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's put in the work.
I do shows with him.
Yeah.
I do shows with Adam Sandler's nephew.
Really?
Nice kid, you know, and he's fucking trying to figure it out. And has the name.
But that's
and he
how it is.
Yeah, it's different with comedy. Like an actor, you can kind of just like, they could make you look nice and be like, that's Clint Eastwood's son.
Could put
but I also
Kim
like
Kardashian in a movie and like she could pretty much kill it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything bad about her, but no matter what is going
she's
on with her.
Name. Yeah.
No, I'm saying like you can execute the job at hand.
True. Because you also have people helping you like guide you when you're there.
Yeah.
Like when you get on stage and you're there for 8 minutes and no one's
guiding you.
No one's helping. No one's on the sidelines being like, no, tell it this way.
Right.
Nope. Tell it that way.
Yep.
You know?
You're going to eat a dick. That's it.
No. And that's a perfect way to end it. Because that's what Oscar's doing tonight.
Oh.
Riley Reed. That was my Riley Reed. That's a level of my podcast. Impulsive. Riley Reed deep throat in the mic. I got ice Oscar Aiden. And I wouldn't have it any other way, Daddy.
I love you.
Where could Pete, what do you want to promote?
You know what? Just find me on the Grams, Instagram, Oscar Aiden, AYDIN. And then also I'm gonna be doing some touring soon. But just give me a follow. Give me the love. That's all up. You
guys,
know, I appreciate
it. Go see him. I'm telling you, he is hilarious. He's one of my faves.
Thank you very much.
Along with what's this guy's name again? This fucking asshole.
Jesus.
So you don't say my name in it. Mike Biggs.
At Comedy Mike Figs. Check me out. YouTube, baby. Patreon, Fig Talk. You already know.
We're going to be at, we're going to be in Philly.
Big Philly.
December 10th.
Where in Philly?
We're sleeping
Helium.
Over.
Helium.
Helium? I hear that's, I want to perform there. I hear it's great.
Yeah. Well, I would, but, you know, sometimes you bail on me when I ask you, so.
Bitch, you once.
Daddy's holding, once. Daddy's holding on to grudges.
You can come to Philly. It's still open.
When is it?
December 10th.
I can't. I'm in Vermont.
Okay. Busy guy. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks,
yeah, I have my own thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Once we get out of the city, you know, these guys get like, I can't go to Philly. Anyway. Thank you guys for watching. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks, Mike Figs, Oscar Aiden, and Pat. And
thank you, Vinny.
Look at my new jacket. It's cool.
Fucking fly. That joint's fly.
Are you hungry? I'm starving.
Oh, steak
fries. I gotta go home to my dog.
Why?
My dog's dying.
All right.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming, order for pickup. McCain's SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain's SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.